Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you this morning from the AV room here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Why the AV room? Well, this is an exciting week in the life of the church. Not only is it the second week of Advent, but today, as we speak, we are getting new LED panels installed in our sanctuary, replacing our outdated projection system. And I gotta tell you, it is exciting. They got one of them up already, and the colors and the vibrance and the definition of the images is something else. I'm really gonna have to make sure that whenever I'm on screen, I look my best. I'll go ahead and apologize now for all the detail you'll be able to see when you're here in person. Those of you who are only joining us online, when you're in the neighborhood, stop by. You can check out those pretty cool screens. I only come and visit the AV room because I don't know what all these buttons do, and I'm not permitted to push them. Anyway, here we are in the second week of Advent, and tonight we will have our midweek Advent worship service, and it's only going to be streamed tonight because of the work going on in the sanctuary. We didn't want to schedule the service in there with all the insulation going on, but I can let you know it'll definitely be ready for worship on Sunday. So join us later today at 7 o'clock on these both on Facebook and YouTube for our Holden Evening Prayer worship service. Tonight, we'll have the pleasure of listening to Andrea provide a reflection on Abraham and Sarah and the unexpected child that, although had been promised to them by God, made them laugh when Sarah laughed when she heard news that she was going to bear a son at her advanced age. Last week, we looked at Samuel, Hannah, and her son Samuel, and next week we'll be talking on those midweek services about Mary. Three unexpected pregnancies and births created by God because God spoke those new lives into being. And during this season of Advent, we are preparing for the celebration of Jesus' birth, a gift that comes to each of us every day as well as every year. And Jesus came initially in a time and in a place that was totally unexpected. A gift that probably made some people laugh. He made some people angry and frustrated others, but a gift nonetheless. The gift of life, not only for him, but for all who believe, for all who call upon his name and trust in him as Lord and Savior. This Advent season, I hope you're staying with your daily, whatever observances you might have adopted this season. I'm still doing pretty good on reading my daily devotion, and we'll look forward to being gathered in worship online tomorrow night. And I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day Hallelujah. And brace yourself for all the unexpected things that you are blessed with today and in this season. See you soon.